A lieutenant with the New York Fire Department has been suspended for giving some hot girls a ride on his fire truck.
Is that wrong?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
You're both wrong. The answer is yes, Kelly, and Big E, you're wrong.
You can't do that.
Civilians are allowed, and of course, if you've got little kids, mm-hmm. little kids love fire trucks.
Touch a truck. You touch a truck. You don't touch a truck. You go touch a truck. When the kids are little, they're allowed on the fire trucks.
Anyone can actually sit on or look at a fire truck when it's not in motion.
Yes.
When it's in motion, that's when things get a little more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure these women, young ladies, were shooting video of the unidentified officer. Is a veteran, engine 15, ladder 18 firehouse on Pitt Street on the Lower East Side. He might have gotten away with it, but the ladies took photos. So they showed the truck with lights on driving down Essex Street near Houston while the young women wave, laugh, and hang out the windows. The city says, of course, had there been an emergency call, we would. What do you do with the hot chicks? You just dump them in the Lower East Side.
They get to go. They get to go on the call.
No, then you got to go back to the fire station to pick up the dudes.
No, I think you dump them.
Plus it's insurance.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a ride-along. Like your police, you do a ride-along.
You can do a ride-along. I've never heard about that with a fire department.
Yeah, no, I bet you can't there because there's no room for you in the truck trying to get in. And
plus, it's a different thing. You know, cops are just patrolling all night. Firefighters go out
on
when they're called.
Yeah.
So that's different. How attractive are the women?
I've not seen the videos. It's a fair question, and I don't know the answer.
Mm-hmm. I think he was doing it to curry favor from the women, whatever, trying to, you know.
Yeah. Well,
there's always been sort of this attraction between the female population and firefighters.
I have some experience with this, actually.
Uh-oh.
You were almost a firefighter?
No. This is 10 days ago. Okay. Okay, 10 days ago or so, I had left the house, and we were on the – it was like –
Work day.
We were here. And it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. And my wife texted me and she said, I don't think you need to worry, but every alarm is going off. Like the smoke alarms are going off.
At your home.
At our home. Yeah. And so, of course, I'm beside myself. And
did you play cool in here?
I did. I tried. No one even noticed. I played it cool. And I was like, oh, okay. Let me know. Whatever. So she said, we have
Who was home at the time?
Everyone, me. My son was in from college. My daughter, my wife, she said, we have on the front lawn, me, your son, your daughter, our puppy, our older dog, our cat, and two guinea pigs. They had dragged everything out to the front.
To stare up at the flames?
Yes, just in case. And 911 was called. Okay, so the firefighters were on
by the alarm company?
Yes, so... My wife did some checking. Nobody smelled any smoke. No one. There was nothing that anybody could see. My son sat down to have an Alani Nu on the couch.
That's how you start your day.
And
nothing flammable there.
Right. Yeah. My wife said, get your ass off the couch.
Oh. During the evacuation?
Yeah, this was during evacuation.
Okay.
She's trying to drag puppies out to the front lawn. And that was a very difficult scenario for her. She told me this. You know?
Yeah. And you... Never had the thought of let me go back and check on them. You just kept on keeping on here.
I made sure they were safe on the front lawn.
Steady hand on the tiller, Biggie.
That's right. Steady hand.
Yeah, I looked at the ring camera. You guys look fine.
Yeah. And she said, we don't smell any smoke. So she called the fire department's non-emergency line and said, you don't have to come. Because we've checked the whole house, and they said, I'm sorry, 911's been called. A fire truck is coming down your street. At that point, my wife, knowing what... This is what triggered the memory, is that you talked about there's an unspoken, and maybe sometimes spoken of, firefighters are generally...
There's an attraction.
Really hot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason there's firefighter calendars every year.
So my daughter later told me that my wife said, hold this puppy's leash. And she went back into the house, braving the flames.
Certain death.
Yeah.
To put on her good bra and her better clothing and her makeup.
Yeah. And I bet most women would say I would have done the same.
Because firefighters were on the way.
Mm-hmm. A truck full.
Yes, a truck full.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently 8 of them hopped off with their axes and all that, you know.
Shirts. God almighty, they're shirtless.
Yeah.
Sorry, we didn't have time for shirts.
And we sleep in the buff when it's this hot. We just put on the big pants and the suspenders.
It was like a calendar on the front lawn, apparently.
Where's the hose hookup?
Right here, lady.
Right.
So, they...
I'm sure your daughter's jaw dropped.
Yeah. She did. It did. And
to see that kind of raw sexuality, yes, right there.
There was nothing but sexuality coming off of that thing, off the fire truck.
And no smoke.
No smoke anywhere. And later, when I arrived home, my daughter said, Mom told me not to tell you this, but she went back inside the house to put on her makeup.
She also started playing Hot Stuff by Donna Summer, which was weird and loud for that early of a morning.
We're able to, she turned off your show.
Yeah, suddenly Donna,
speakers,
through the, you know, we have those Sonos speakers.
Yeah, Hot Stuff and It's Raining Men just was on repeat.
It's a raining man.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
And they checked the house, and my wife said, I think it would be best if you checked it again. So that she had them.
Can I ask you?
I'm comfortable.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Do you have to leave?
Well, what set off the alarms? We have to know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Nobody knows?
No, they said that it may be time that the alarms are just no longer functioning properly.
Yeesh.
And you need a whole new alarm system.
I know. New system?
Well, new alarms. I mean, they couldn't figure out what set off the alarm. They looked through the whole house, and they couldn't figure out what set off.
Is this a reputable company, or did you do it on the cheap?
I'd rather not answer that question. We did it. It's done.
I remember when it was done.
That's right. This is post Pine Straw. This is only 3 years old.
Yes, that's right. The system is... Now, there's no warranty on this system. The guy who sold it to me like came door-to-door selling fire...
I got extra security systems in the truck.
This is totally legit, by the way. Why would you say that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They didn't have any signs or anything.
No,
I wouldn't say it's like one of these that you know. There's no CPI or anything. You know, that's the biggest sucker deal there is.
You don't need those three initial places.
No, we didn't want anything like that.
This one, when the alarm goes off, they do it themselves. Pew, pew, pew.
Better get out. I think I smell something.
That smells like smoke in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just have a guy in the attic going, yeah, we need to set off the alarm here.
So did they look around the whole perimeter and interior?
Yes.
Okay.
My wife made sure. And she brewed him up some coffee and lemonade, whoever was. She baked some cookies for him. And they were able to.
Do you mind holding the puppy while I take your picture?
Don't cover the abs. Don't cover the abs. Hold it up over
your
head.
I'm going to do a whole calendar of you.